despite the fact, the reality, that things are always changing. We often find ourselves denying this. When I say denying it, I mean we react to it in ways that make difficulties for us or for others and for others. So, in sitting, it's easy to fool ourselves that being sitting is being still. That being still will somehow take care of the changes that we don't like that are happening, or the changes that aren't happening. Practice, zazening, is non-stop flowing. Ongoing changing, if I say that. And it's noticing what we are holding despite the fact that there's nothing to hold. Noticing when holding is going on, or when the reaction to that is going on in various forms of self. In a sense, you could say zazen, zazening is self forgotten. Being upright is forgetting self. Not just being upright, but every activity. Kinhin is forgetting self. Just this step. And despite self-forgotten, we all of a sudden find ourselves holding to thoughts, feelings, stories. Experiencing is as any. Experiencing is just this. And it includes us willing to notice, if need be, noticing being labeling emotion, thought. Because that is what supports experiencing, what nurtures experiencing, what enables us to be supported by the experiencing life of the moment, enables us to be nurtured by the experiencing this moment, whether it's thought arising, thought passing, feelings arising, feelings passing, and all the other forms of life as they manifest. Our task is to study self as it appears. Not in order to figure it out, but in order to be able to honestly notice it, because then we can do what's called for, or notice how much we refuse to do how much we are caught up in doing things that we think are going to fix this ongoing changing to be the changing that I want, despite the fact that it isn't happening that way. Noticing where we're raging, hurting, suffering about this moment, where we're rigiding, and I'll use that word as if it's a verb, being rigid, bumping up against what isn't the way I want it, because that's the way it should be. That's why, whether Joko or Dogen say, studying the self, that's the practice, which not studying something called self, but the way the universe manifests for us right this moment, which is experiencing, seeing what we're adding on rather than simply seeing, being, just seeing, hearing, just hearing, cognizing, just cognizing. Though I said Zazen is non-stop flowing, I'll say no. Zazening is being still, is stillness. Stillness in the midst as this non-stop flowing, and yet not flowing, not moving, and not holding, despite noticing the holding suffering that we insist on, that we dwell on at times and like to play with. Zazening is never still, because where is there anything to hold? What can we hold? Studying self nurtures forgetting. Nurtures forgetting so that we can be right where we are, who we are, so that we can be nurtured as this moment. As this moment. And then do what is called for. In a way, this is very simple and we all know it. And yet, we keep discovering ways where we forget it. Not in the sense of self-forgotten, but we forget it by creating self. I don't want this. This isn't the way it's supposed to be. Why now? Why me? Or all the other ways of emotion, thought, entangling. Even using those words are a little too fancy, because it has to be the particular way it is for me, for you, right now, right now, right now. We all have exactly what we need to take care of right now. And that includes not getting what we want, getting what we don't want. I shouldn't even say getting, the universe being what we don't want, whether it's inside this body, mind, outside in terms of all sorts of conditions or all sorts of other people or all sorts of changes. I expect this to happen. Why not? Why isn't it happening? I don't want that to happen. Why is it happening? Or variations of all sorts. So I want to encourage you all to do several things. They're not different things, but they're different facets of this zazening. One, be clear on your sitting when that's possible. Be clear on kinhin when that's possible, and do what works for you. Be clear on what and who you're with and what you're saying or not saying about them, about the circumstance. Thems are not just humans. Them, of course, is our own body. Them is the people we're with, the circumstances that show up, whether online, in person, things you get in the mail that you don't want and things you get in the mail that you do want. And by mail, I mean both email, other forms of communication, people who appear and they're not appearing in the way you want, or they're appearing and you're finding yourself reacting to them. All of those are your opportunities of zazening, of being this upright, forgetting self, being just this, even just this that you're holding on to, just this opportunity to look closely, to feel and be nurtured by this noticing that simply is the opportunity of experiencing right now. This zazening that never moves, it's not flowing, and yet this zazening never still. Zazening that's exactly this life that is our opportunity to be this life that we are, this life that nurtures the universe. So do what you see clearly and be supported by your action, by all the beings that offer life to you by sharing their life with you. Thank you.